For those of you on Zoom, this would be a great time to mute, and those of you here in the church, you could silence your phones, and we're going to get started with some meditative music from Mike. Susan, and welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. Today, I'm going to read from the Daily Word. Our word, actually it's three words, pray for others. In prayer, I know the truth about others. I feel honored when someone asks for my support in prayer. My heart and mind join with theirs as I hold thoughts that affirm the truth of them, their divinity. I pray they know they are created in the image of God, that the qualities of life, love, and wisdom are part of their spiritual inheritance. As I pray, I see their divine qualities expressing. I envision divine life flowing through them and divine love comforting them and harmonizing their relationships. I see them whole and well, loved and loving, prosperous and secure. As I pray, I focus on the spiritual truth and trust that the divine presence is the answer to every prayer. And from First Corinthians 14:15, what should I do then? I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. I will sing praise with the spirit, but I will sing praise with the mind also. And we will sing Surely the Presence, and Mike will lead us in that. We're going to sing it two times, and here we go.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love.
We're going to say our opening statement now, if you would join me. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the Good. And our welcoming song today is on page 221. It is It's a Special Day. And please stand up and let's sing it out like it is a special day. That would be every day, right?
Yep. Something is occurring. Wait, that's a really hard key. I'm sorry. Too high, right? Let's see what. So maybe it's okay.
blesses me today. Energies are swarming, totally transforming. Something of the spirit blesses me today. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. Knowledge is provided. I am being guided. Something of the Spirit blesses me with light. I have perfect leading to the good I'm needing. Something of the Spirit blesses me with light. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. I accept my blessing. Through it I'm expressing something of the Spirit. Gloriously ceases, all my joy increases. Something of the Spirit blesses me with good. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day. It's a special day.
To mention that we're going to greet each other now, so stay on your feet. You can offer a hand or a hug shake or an elbow bump or whatever works for you.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's like, woohoo, I'm ready.
Call him a long time.
Well, that was fun. Okay, so it is time for our gratitude share. And this is an opportunity to let us know if any awesome thing happened to you this week that you are thankful for. And I will start because this week, my son and daughter who, oh wait, one sentence, okay. We're supposed to do this briefly. Anyway, my son and daughter each got me silver shoes, and I didn't even know I needed silver shoes. So I got some silver Crocs and some silver Birkenstocks that will blind you if you look in them in the light. So it's amazing. I guess I'm not shining enough. I have to work on that. Okay, who's next? Joanne. Woohoo! Frequent flyer miles. Who doesn't like that?
I'm grateful for getting to spend the second Christmas in a row getting to see all of my grandchildren on the same day.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
I think it's to see, has gotten to see all her grandchildren on the same day for the second time in 2 years. Did I say that right?
Christmas.
Something like that. Christmas. Yes, Christmas. Penny.
I'm grateful for my neighbor Jan, who's going to take my crabby, kind of scabby, crabby, scabby cat and give it the best home it's ever had. Nice.
Awesome. Yay for pet friends. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Well, then, it's time for our announcements. And I know that next Sunday after the service is our annual meeting, January 5th, right downstairs. And so please all come. Does anyone have any other announcements?
Well, I would just add to the announcement for the annual meeting. We'll be doing voting on the continuation of our Unity services here. We'll be voting for where our outreach funds are going. And one more.
Board members.
Board members. Thank you.
Okay, so come on down. All right, then. It's time for us to share our Unity statement together. So you would say this with me. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And our song of joy today is, I am free, I am unlimited, and I believe that requires standing up if you can and or want to.
There are no chains that bind.
And today we're having a reading that's given to us by Sherry. So Sherry, if you would come on up.
Okay, this is The Power of Life by Sandra Wayne Campbell. And this book is How to Stay Centered No Matter What.
Can you put the mic down?
Okay, can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Life is the infinite endowment of God, and eternal life is happening now. My dear friend Carol answers everyone who asks how she is doing with a smile and five simple words, I'm blessed no matter what. I have known Carol for nearly 40 years. She recently celebrated 80 years, and like for most people, those years have been marked by joy and sorrow. At one time, she was a single parent with five children, working two jobs to give them the best life she could. Carol put herself through cosmetology school and became a master in the trade. I know because I'm one of the many who benefit from her amazing talent. She met and married the love of her life, and Emmett turned heaven and earth to give Carol and her children the best he could. Carol and her mother had a special bond, and they could pass for twins. When Carol's mother made her transition, Carol was devastated. Not long after, Emmett lost his life in a one-car accident. Carol sees to it that she and her children, their spouses, grandchildren, and extended family are all very close. She and the family experienced another shocking blow when the son of her oldest daughter suddenly passed away. Before her husband passed, Carol and he had been working on plans for her to retire. That all changed because of the economy, so to my delight, Carol continues to take care of those of us who rely on her magic to make us beautiful. My friend Carol has a positive outlook on life. That is why she can affirm with certainty, I'm blessed no matter what. Each of us has our own concept of life. Whether it is good or bad is all about perspective. As Reverend David Williamson explains in 12 Powers in You, one person can believe life is limited, death is the end of life, and sickness and disease are natural occurrences that we must suffer through. Yet another may see life as infinite and ongoing, health as natural, and life to be celebrated. We can choose the perspective from which we view life. In John 10:10, Jesus explains these different perspectives. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I believe the thief represents our negative, limited thoughts and beliefs that steal our joy, kill our faith, and destroy our zest for life. Those who cling to such ideas believe life is limited and measured in years, comes from the body which gets old, wears out, gets sick, and dies. The second part of the scripture reminds us that life is good, and we can stay centered in our abundance of good no matter what. That is the more constructive view of our life power, that life is an endless power and an infinite endowment of God, that the body comes from life, that death is a transition from one phase of life expression to another, a change of cosmic address, and that eternal life is always here and now. The forms of life may change, but our connection with life is ageless, no matter what. In the words of Unity Poet Laureate James Dillip Freeman, our life did not begin with birth. It is not the earth, is not of the earth, and this is what we call death. It is no more than the opening and closing of a door. We all have the power to live life abundantly. You may not be able to control the no matter what, but you do have the power to stay centered on the truth that life is good and you are blessed no matter what. You have a choice every single day. I choose to feel blessed. I choose to feel grateful. I choose to be excited. I choose to be thankful. I choose to be happy. By Amber Housley.
Thank you, Sherry. We are blessed by you, no matter what. Our meditation song today is I Am. For our affirmations, if you would join me in saying those, please. I am a joyous being of light. I am the love of God in expression. I am grateful for all that I am. I am one with the abundant nature of the universe. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. And today, on the fifth Sunday of the month, we're going to say the Progressive Lord's Prayer together. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. And join us in the Alleluia, please.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
Well, it is a special day, and today we are going to have our end of the year burning bowl, and Joanne will lead us in that, and that will be followed by the white stone ceremony, which Eileen is going to lead us in. So, yahoo, we have two speakers.
Good morning, good morning. Did everybody get the small piece of paper? Take that out. So you don't want to focus too much on, oh, what do I want to let go of? What do I want to let go of? You don't want to activate what you don't want. So our focus is going to be on more towards the white stone, what we do want. And so we're going to read this together out loud. Ready? Into this fire, I release all energies that did not serve me. All negativity that surrounded me, all fears that limited me in this year. I walk into the new year with light in my heart and hope for better things to come. So it is. And if you have something specific that you really know you want to, it's time to let go of, you can write that on the back and burn that too. But remember, it's not what happens to you, it's your reaction to what happens to you. So you know what that thing is that you keep doing that keeps you from being all that you should be. Okay, so I'm going to start it over here so you can line up and follow me over here.
Not covered again. All right. So, beautiful friends, the first thing that we need to establish is, did everybody acquire a stone? All right, if you do not have a stone, please raise your hand so that Miss Penny can bring you one. Ah, Terry needs a stone. This has always been one of my favorite services of the year, attending Unity. So release is such an empowering faculty, recognized by Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore as one of the powers of man. Unity churches participate in the Burning Bowl celebration at this time of year to prepare for a new year. We got it under control? All right. To prepare for a new year with a clean slate. And during the Burning Bowl ceremony, we experience releasing that which no longer serves us. And now, with a clean slate, we are ready for the White Stone ceremony. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give some of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven, and I will give to each one a white stone, and on the stone will be engraved a new name that no one understands except the one who receives it. The Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 17. During the time of the Roman Empire, when you were released from prison, you were given a white stone. You were to carry that stone with you everywhere you went. Everybody knew that if you had the white stone with you, not only were you free, but you had a clean slate. You were able to begin anew. Also, carrying the stone gave you all the benefits of being a Roman citizen, including protection by the Roman army, which was no small thing. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore says the white stone is faith, the rock of Peter upon which the church is built. He said, our consciousness is established in faith in God, a rock foundation, a sure everlasting place. We use the white stone to symbolize that we can leave behind whatever personal prison we may have created for ourselves. This ceremony is an opportunity to start the new year fresh, with a clean slate, baggage free. We use the White Stone ceremony to release ourselves from the past and as an opportunity to claim the new name given by our higher self, this name which symbolizes an inspired focus for the upcoming year. This is the day we set our intentions for the coming year. This is not about resolutions. In the White Stone ceremony, we are not creating a list of things we wish to accomplish. We accept one, maybe two words, which represent the changes we wish to make, what we want to see expressing in our life experience. Today, we allow Spirit to give us a new name, a new thought, a new idea, a symbol, perhaps a theme, for the coming year. We can reshape our lives by what we call ourselves. So I invite you to consider the following questions. Am I willing to listen to my inner guidance, accepting information, a theme, a name, an idea that will forward my evolution of consciousness in the coming year? Am I willing to allow myself to experience new possibilities and new freedom? Am I willing to acknowledge that this is the year that the deepest yearnings of my heart really can manifest, and that I am really worthy and deserving of God's richest blessings? Let us meditate together. Please, at this time, place anything that you may be holding aside. Place your feet firmly on the floor. Sit tall and relax. If you are comfortable, close your eyes and take two deep breaths. Relax and continue to breathe deeply. Affirm to yourself that you are made in the image of God and that God intends only good for you. Affirm to yourself gently, I am free. I am unlimited. I am open to the possibilities that Spirit lays before me, and I face any challenges with enthusiasm and faith, knowing that I move forward on the path that God intended for me. I allow myself to release any fears and limitations that have previously held me prisoner. I release any negative beliefs about how to live my life and what I am capable of. Imagine yourself stepping out of a prison. You are now filled with light, joy, and enthusiasm. Feel that you are now free to express your highest self and live your highest good. Imagine your white stone and know that Spirit is now going to give you your new name for the coming year. Give your ego a few minutes off and let that divine holy self in you come through. Let yourself relax and let the name gently come to you. The name that affirms your highest intention and all that you are meant to be and express in the coming year. When you are ready, I invite you to open your eyes. And as you open your eyes and you return to this moment, grasp that white stone and hold it in your hand. This stone represents a clean slate, a fresh beginning, no matter what the past was like. God's love is like that. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 5, it says, "Look, I am making everything new. Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." When you are ready,
write your word, your new name, on your stone. When you leave here today, you will take your stone and put it somewhere you will see it every day, or carry it in your pocket. Fair warning, your word may rub away, but that doesn't mean it isn't there. You might write the date on the back of your stone and keep it on your personal altar to see your growth over the year. But no matter what you do with your stone, please accept my blessings. Accept the joy from God to you as you move forward with your new name into a life of enthusiasm and love.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Eileen. I'm just imagining you all walking somewhere and finding your stone in your pocket, maybe giving it a little loving rub or just reading it. Or seeing it while you're sitting on your couch reading and sitting on the table beside you. Yeah. Thank you. So it is time for our healing prayer. And if you have someone special you'd like to pray for today, you'll have an opportunity to mention them. The members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers to people and animals around the world who have been displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, the folks we have lit candles for in the back, and anyone you mention now. I would ask that we continue to remember Phil in his healing with his shoulder, and Fred and John and Dixie and Hallie and those that you mentioned now. For all of the names that you've heard and those you are holding quietly within you, we will say our healing prayer together. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And together we will say our blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. All right, we're going to sing our peace song. And while you are circling up for that, I'm going to thank the people. I usually write myself a little sticky note, and I didn't, so let's see how good I can do this. Sherry, thank you for reading. Joanne and Eileen, thank you for being our speakers. Mike, thanks so much for the music. Tom, thank you for the technology. Penny, thank you for the slides. Did I remember it all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. And next Sunday, Eileen will be our speaker again. So, yahoo.